tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Who made this choice?
We did.
Well, welcome AfterBuzz TV friends to the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. This is going to be a real good one tonight. It's going to be jam-packed with news, gossip, information. And we're going to be discussing all of episode 12, Pack Your Bags and Get Out. Tonight, I want to introduce, from the Garden State, a new addition to our panel, a new Housewives expert, Fern.
A real Yay. Jersey girl in the house. Yay.
Welcome to our panel.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
I think our listeners will love a fresh opinion. I think
and
it's going to be great.
Accent.
Yeah, yeah. And with me tonight also, the lovely...
Hi, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Three of us here to get into all of this.
I don't even know if I introduced myself. I'm Fern Rone.
There you go.
In Belleville, New Jersey.
That's only 10 minutes away from the gal.
So she's an expert.
Yes.
Before we get into everything that we're going to discuss, what did we make of this episode?
You go ahead, Fern.
You know, I have to say, it's the usual, whenever they go away on any Real Housewives, they always fight, mm-hmm. and then they always make up when they get back and go on another trip eventually, so it was the usual, but when you insult someone's mother, I mean, it was, mm-hmm. it was explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I enjoyed it a lot this week.
Yeah, I felt like I would have enjoyed to see the whole fight strung out over one episode. To have it just conclude very easily in the beginning of this one kind of like took the steam out of it for me.
Right.
But it was great to see some action finally this season. You know, last weekend, this week as well.
Right. Well, let's flip the script on this episode and the format, and let's start a little different for you. Here we are starting
out.
Okay. Let's start with news and gossip. There's lots to say.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So if you've been following, you know that the sentencing has occurred, and Teresa and Joe both going away. What are the details, ladies?
Woo. Well, Teresa got 15 months, which was very unexpected. Joe's going to go in for 3.5 years, but no one expected Teresa to go in. Everyone thought she's going to get away with probation, house arrest, something
no
of that
including
nature.
Her. She really, right. I think she genuinely believed she was going to get house arrest.
Yeah, I thought right. she would have an ankle bracelet.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I think most people did. But when you show up to court without the forms filled out with, you know, saying you have zero in jewelry, you have your wedding ring on. It's offensive.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest F you to claim that your assets are worthless right. after seeing you pay in cash for things and you know, that jewelry she has is buried in the backyard. Right. It has to be. Her jewelry is worth zero. It's costume right. jewelry. That's right. what she said. They didn't factor in ATVs. They pulled up. They made the mistake of pulling up in a $60,000 Mercedes SUV.
They have a 1997 Corvette.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. And how did their lawyers also, I mean, to be fair, had their lawyers let them walk into court and they're not like, it says zero here. You have jewelry on wow. or, you know.
Yeah. And to omit all of her businesses that we've seen her build on yes. the show mm-hmm. that she
exactly.
only has because of who she is on the show.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense to me how the lawyers let this fly,
right.
what they thought they were going to get away with, whose fault this was. I don't know if we'll ever know because it seems like they're still in the mood to cover everything up and
right.
claim innocence.
They're still in denial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
denial.
I think that Teresa is going to get some type of reward for good behavior if she doesn't go table flipping crazy in there. But I think that everything will be okay with her. I think she's going to go to a very comfortable facility like Camp Cupcake for Martha Stewart because she is considered high profile in the grand scheme of you know who's being put away. So I think she'll be okay. You know, I wouldn't want to do the time, but they did the crime.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a minimum, you know, security federal prison, and she'll get time off. But she'll still be there at least for a year. So she's going to miss all of her kids' birthdays. She's going to miss holidays. You know, she gets to be there for this Christmas, which was very nice. But she's going to miss, you know, there's no antipasto in prison. So there's going to be a time when her family is having a holiday and they're eating all the good food and she's in prison. And that it makes me depressed for her a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a tragedy because, you know, these little kids, these four little girls are going to be left home alone with Joe.
With Joe, of all
people. Yeah. We all have our opinion of Joe.
Right. Yeah, man who's admitted he has a problem with alcohol.
Right. And does That's he ever, even have a driver's license to drive him to school? And because I know the state, you know, he has that.
Last time I checked, no, because he used his brother's ID to get another license that just didn't work.
What's the sentencing for that is later this month, which can tack on jail time to his already 3.5 years.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that he does not have a license, must have some sort of driving service, or have that in the process of being set up now that Teresa will be going away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow. And I feel, you know, they do need their mom because I feel like dads, they don't know, you know, where to get the birthday cake for the birthday party or where to buy the Halloween costume. I mean, at least my dad did. And my dad's not like a boombox like Joe. Like, not, but I think most dads, you know, they kind of don't know those things. And moms do. So I feel like it's going to be such a challenge.
Right, especially them being girls.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's very involved. I mean, you know, it seems like that's kind of the culture. Even and Joe Gorga wasn't involved really with his own kids, even though they went to school. Right. So, I read that there's a chance with Teresa that they could shave off some time, like she could save like 15% of her jail time, so only do 85% of the allotted time, but that's still a year.
That's still a chunk, yeah. That's all the birthdays, all the holidays.
Yeah, so that is finally news that has broken. We've waited how long? Yeah.
Even that day, I was checking Twitter over and over and over again.
Oh, my
God. Come
goodness.
On. They made us wait till the end of the day.
It came up my phone on an e-alert, and I almost didn't believe it when I read it.
Yeah.
But because Joe's, sentence came out, like, hours earlier, at least in the press.
Right, yeah.
So, like, I tweeted. I was like, how nervous is Teresa to see her husband get the book thrown at him and not knowing what's coming down the pike for her?
Right. Mm-hmm. The rest of the day must have been torture. Yeah. She had to wait hours, yeah.
Right. So we want to pair this episode up with the Watch What Happens Live one-on-one, where if you saw it, we got an interview, but it was business as usual for the Judices or Judices. It was continuing in the line of we're only going to tell you what we believe and want to believe.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't know anything and, you know, we're still good people.
I mean, you know, Joe sat there in his suit, which he pointed out was cheap, and I thought it looked kind of cheap. And, you know, I mean, so he's goofing around in certain ways. Like, well, what do you make of it? Andy asked. Like, you know, what do you make of the thing? He's like, it is what it is. What are you going to do? And I'm like, that's your response.
I just felt sick when they both giggled about something. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, Joe kind of sometimes knows how to let things roll off his back and just be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just an accomplice to this whole reality show thing. I really never wanted a part of it. Whatever, I have to be here. To see Teresa, who just got sentenced to prison the day before and who supposedly is just sick to death about it, and you can see the bags under her eyes. Mm-hmm. To see them all giggle about it, mm-hmm. I just thought nothing could be funny at this moment. This is not funny at all.
Yeah.
No.
Joe took it very lightly, I thought. That was my perspective. And now one thing that I think bowled us all over was that Teresa claimed she did not understand a thing about the plea deal. She didn't know anything about it, and she seemed to blame her lawyers. You know, I didn't speak to them afterwards, and, you know, I have lawyers, and they're the ones that should have communicated this. And, I mean, she just threw them right under the bus. Mm-hmm.
Right. So she claimed that she didn't know that wanting to do the plea deal meant, oh, I'm guilty. And yes, I'm willing to go to jail.
Right, exactly.
She's claiming that she had no idea that's what that meant.
Right.
I just...
Once again, she pleads ignorance. So she's saying, you know, I just sign things that people hand me. So she had to sign something accepting the plea deal. So once again, she's saying she didn't read it. She didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm. And Joe claims that he opened up these loans under Teresa's name. because she had better credit, which is like the worst thing I think you could say at this point. Like,
he even blamed the banks. They handed me documents, I signed them. Well, you also set up the fake W-2s to get the loan, yeah, to get the documents signed. Just makes no sense.
I mean, I give Andy credit for going there with the questions. I just think he gave up easily when they would beat around the bush.
Right.
I mean, he asked some really hard hitting questions, mm-hmm, as far as, well, this is what you did that was illegal. Wow. You know, and expecting them to offer up and fess up, which didn't happen. So I think, yeah, that was kind of disappointing to the viewers.
This, mm-hmm, whole interview, to me, I wanted this to be the point where they were the most raw and most honest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all out there now. It's all done but the time. And, yes, I mean, it still was business as usual for them with trying just to beat around the bush, and there really was no real answer. I mean, you know, Teresa tried to clean up her image by saying, like, oh, well, you know, I'm a different person now. I would buy a used house. Like, oh, Lord, it's so late for that.
She could not have come across any worse in this interview, honestly. Yeah. She's still not being honest, and everyone knows it. And I think, I don't understand this crisis management team, what they're doing because,
yeah,
she's not looking any better to anyone.
No. The moment, yeah, they were indicted, they should have sold their houses. They should have downsized. They should have acted respectful. We owe a lot of people, mm-hmm, a lot of money. We're going to work hard and do what we can. They've just lived the way they always lived.
Yes.
And it was offensive to their creditors and obviously to, yeah, the court.
I never understood, yeah, that. I'm glad you're agreeing.
Right. Yeah. Like, for example, and I'm going to give a dishonorable mention to The View, because they showed a clip of her on season one when she bought that furniture for $120,000 in cash. And they really made that about when they talked about Teresa and Joe going away, they show that scene. But honestly, that scene was shot 7 years ago. So to me, it just wasn't timely or appropriate to show. It's kind of like rubbing salt in the wounds. Like, we get it. And I referenced this, I think, just last week. But I just thought it was like, you know, you're going to pull something out from 7 years ago. That's not even relevant, because what they were tried for happened pre Housewives. And that was Brent mentioned in this episode tonight.
Right.
Though everything they filed, all those loans, wasn't even like on camera.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think if you have that many skeletons in your closet, don't go on national television paying for furniture in cash.
Yeah.
Because they're going to start sniffing around and see, you know, how did this husband of yours, who doesn't seem so bright, make all this money?
Right. Well, crazy enough, and I mentioned this to you guys right before we came do the show. Andy said to Caroline last night, Caroline's new show, Manhood with Children, premiered last night right after Real Housewives. She did Watch What Happens Live. And Andy said, well, do you remember when we were doing, or maybe he said, I remember, but he was privy to Joe saying in some sort of casting session, has anyone ever been indicted for being part of a Real Housewives show? So the fact that he said that, and that stuck with Andy after all this time, I guess they were just setting themselves up to be caught.
Yeah.
Right, completely. Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts on Teresa and Joe's sentencing.
You know, it's like everyone keeps saying, I feel so bad for the girls. That's they're the true victims in all of this.
Of course.
Honestly.
And to have your parents parade around with false wealth this whole time, raising you to be this little princess, and now mommy has to go away and daddy doesn't really know how to take care of you, and oh my God, what are we all going to do? Poor Gia. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not even telling the other daughters.
How is that possible?
I mean, they can speak, they attend school, they're not, you know, they're not infants, they're not toddlers.
Exactly.
I mean, I just think it's lazy. And I think maybe Teresa needs to like pick up a book and find out how do you, you know, I'm sure there's literature on how to talk to young children about going away.
I assume these crisis managers would have already addressed that with the family, at least the day that it all went down, addressed that with the family. So I don't understand.
I think they split. I think they just like separated themselves. They're okay, like, we're done.
Yeah. We can't coach these people at all. I'm not a psychologist, but I would say just tell them the truth. We made a mistake. We're going to pay for it, and we're going to learn from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll be gone for a little bit, one at a time. My final thought on the whole situation is I think Teresa's biggest mistake was that she didn't divorce Joe. I think it's well documented on the show that maybe he isn't the most faithful man, allegedly. And I think that if she was by herself and a single mother with these four daughters, while it would be a nightmare, she wouldn't have gone any jail time because they wouldn't have known what to do with the kids. So she's this loyal woman, you know, God bless her. She's an old school Italian chick, you know, like she
really
keeps up that front until the death.
Ooh.
But I mean, you know, if she got rid of him, she would have been in much better shape, but she's saddled with him with all the problems. Meanwhile, I think that wraps up our informational long news and gossip.
Major news.
But, you know, we had to discuss it. And there's a lot to say. And so make sure you catch the part two of the one-on-one on Bravo this coming Thursday so we can discuss it with you next week here. Let's move to this Florida trip.
Oy.
Boca.
We picked right up where we were. And Jim is in the house. No one wants to see him there. And basically, Bobby came out of the bathroom. Amber says that, you know, basically the man is fighting every day of his life. And everyone just kind of just goes after Jim. And Jim is ready to fight again. And Amber's crying again. I don't know. Get me on track, please.
Well, so it really opened up with Bobby going right for Jim to say, oh, let's talk about it. You're saying this and that about me. Let's talk about it. Oh, I got another girl. And that's when, I'm sorry, I thought Jim was telling the truth when he said, yeah, you showed me pictures of her. And she was wearing a red negligee and she had a boob job. And, you know, it's just like, it was so detailed. Yeah. I kind of thought, yeah, he wasn't
believable to me.
Yes. I mean, whether or not it's true, who knows? It sounded true. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like, you know, the season's been going in a way that we all don't trust Bobby.
Yeah.
But Jim is so vicious. Like, he went right for the jugular. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't hold back. Even though he and Amber had agreed that they're going to, you know, be peaceful, they're not going to bring it up, he couldn't stick to the agreement.
Now, since you are the new voice here, I want to know, what do you think of Jim? People love him, people hate him. What do you think?
I think he's so weaselly and annoying. But I do understand, you know, I heard the show where you interviewed him, and I do get his point about wanting to, for appearance sake, even if it was not a technical conflict of interest, he just, for appearance sake, didn't want to associate with them. Mm-hmm. But then he goes to Florida, he goes to the first responders party, and he just acts so arrogant, I think. Maybe he's a lovely person in real life, but he just acts so arrogant. I hate the way he talks to people. You know, he says, this one's uneducated, who has an IQ over 12. And he can't follow simple instructions. His wife said, we're not going to talk about it, and he brings it up. So, who's the idiot? Yeah.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Well, I think our listeners will be glad that there's someone on the anti-gym train for a little bit. Why not? I mean, that's what AfterBuzz is all about. Let's talk about how people start knocking Jim once Bobby runs away again. And he made some obnoxious singing thing on the balcony. I can't stand the guy. I just don't. In that scene, it was just drove me crazy. Sorry, but not. I'm sorry. So basically, people are going after Jim. Dina calls him a dick and says, you definitely have a vagina. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
And then correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Teresa that walked over to him and was like, this is a man with a Napoleon complex.
Yes, yes.
And then he got up and was like, this is a dump.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot happened in those first few minutes. You know, first Bobby and Jim, Bobby says, you're lying. I don't have another girlfriend. Everybody go to bed. Then Amber's so upset over this whole thing that Dina's consoling her.
Mm-hmm. Crying again.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody feels bad for Amber and is mad at Jim. It's like they actually are letting Amber off the hook, having nothing to do with this. And then Nicole says right in front of Bobby, like, Amber, I'm not holding this against you. This is all Jim.
Right.
Then Dina starts up with Jim. Amber's trying to calm him down, have him not get involved. And then Jim goes right for the jugular and lets out Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I think he effed your mom.
Yeah.
So it's finally out. So the secret's finally out.
And then Dina says, this is what I was trying to tell you. Teresa got mad at Dina, but I kind of understand Dina's position because she's, you know, in Florida, becoming friends with these people, becoming closer, and she knows the secret that was said about them, and she wanted to tell them just so it didn't seem like we were talking behind your back. Yeah. But Teresa didn't want to know it, and then when it comes out, she's kind of like, why didn't you tell me? Now I feel like everyone's talking behind my back.
I think, in my opinion, like, Teresa just really wanted someone to blame, and she was so drunk that she went right for Dina. Because Dina was like, this is what I was trying to prevent. And
because they did make up the next.
Yeah. I mean, Amber yelling at Jim in the bedroom was hysterical.
Yes.
And I think he that was so hysterical. They were both so drunk.
They kissed for a minute in the middle of the fight. I don't know if you caught that.
Yes, yes.
How could you miss it?
Yeah, so Amber just claims she just wants peace, 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 peace. I mean, it was the episode before that, before this week, that Jim mentioned that, like, he's like, we're not going to, you know, have any confrontation. He was telling her.
Right. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So, again, you know, who the hell knows what's going on with those two? So Jim felt like he was disrespected, especially because how his wife was disrespected by those twins. And you know, do you think that Jim was right to kind of just go after Teresa like that? And
no,
just drop the bomb.
I think they kind of got past it, and it was, you know, it was Nicole and Amber that had gotten into the fight. Nicole was the one who pulled her hair, if that's what he's saying that he's still mad about.
Right.
They got past it, they went on this vacation, and he just, when he's challenged in any way, even though he started it by needling Bobby, like, you know, he, treating a woman a certain way, that kind of thing. So, and then he just went for it, and so.
Well, I mean, they went after his character too, so, you know.
Yeah. It was like nobody could give up either side.
Yeah,
and then it just went too far.
Because he claims they wanted a fight. They wanted to keep him going.
He kind of started it, I think, with the needling of Bobby. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if the idea of this trip was for them to all get along, and whoever starts the needling first.
He
then,
went first, yeah.
Yeah, if you like the match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
No problem. So Teresa is, like we said, feels now both twins feel very disrespected by Dina. And now Dina's like, you know, oh, now I'm going to be in trouble for this. I don't know. I don't really feel, again, I said this last week, I don't feel like Dina was put in any real bad situation. I think she just
think
needs
so
to explain
at
it.
First, but then I think she's like she was having a good time with them, and she genuinely, I think, was getting along with the twins, and then felt like, I know this thing about them that was, let's be honest, said on national TV, and they're going to find out that I know it. So now I have to, like, kind of, like, stop acting like I'm friends with them and tell them what's being said behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of understood her position.
Well, I love Dina this episode. Like, I am a Dina girl. I know Grant and I always argue about this. I love Dina. And this was her episode. Because I feel like nothing's happened with her this season so much. And she was all over this episode. You know, first she's all up in it with Jim. You know, then the next day she's still there. You know, she's all up in this episode being a major player. And I really enjoyed that this week.
Well, let's talk about the next day.
Okay.
So Jim is making breakfast to everyone, acting like nothing happened.
So weird. He's making cheesy eggs. He's like, oh, she'll kill me. I put cheese in the eggs. Like, and everyone just walking around the kitchen, like, not wanting to talk to him.
Yeah.
It must have been the most awkward scenario.
And how did you go downstairs making eggs, drinking coffee? Like, no one insulted anyone's mother the night before. Like,
I give him credit. He can put it all behind him and be comfortable enough to just enjoy his vacation. So there's that. And then, you know, Dina kind of shows up. And the man's away. She cuts right through the BS. And she says, pack your bags and get out.
I loved it. She said, I'm going to kindly ask you to pack your bags and leave. And they did. That's what I was shocked about. Yeah. I mean,
shocked.
Cries again, just in case if you're counting.
It did seem a little choppy, like maybe a little edited up. But they left. They cried and they packed their bags and they left.
I thought Jim was going to say no and just fight with her again.
Me too. And they just got out. I mean, maybe they all knew it was the best thing.
So she was right to do that.
Right.
See, my question is...
I think so.
I heard later on in the episode that it was Melissa who set up this house situation. She, like, this was someone that she knew that she's, you know, they arranged this with. So I just was questioning why Dina had the authority to throw them out.
Maybe she felt like she was the, you know, the peacemaker. Maybe she felt like I, you know, knew the rumor. Maybe she felt some responsibility that way. I don't know.
That's
a good point.
With that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know... We go back to like Caroline's old ways, and she is Caroline's sister, and I feel like, you know, they just don't really care if they're the one setting up the trip. If they feel strongly enough, they will let you know.
Right.
Well, Dina is also a very empathetic person, so she's always feeling the energy. You know, mm-hmm. we're all very familiar with, she's very spiritual and everything. Mm-hmm. She's always taking on everyone's energy, and she's trying to always diffuse a situation.
Right.
So I think she thought they were so in the wrong, and let's diffuse this. I'm not going to spend the next 3 days or however much longer this trip is, 2 days, day and a half, I don't know. Trying to everybody, you know, trying to figure this out or still fighting, like they need to go. They were so wrong. They got to go.
Right.
Right. Well, another thing that happened was Amber is now very hurt and upset that she got passed. They threw her out, basically. Mm-hmm. So this is going to start a whole new thing, because that's the last we saw of her. Right. But she was crying once again, and she had to make her exit.
She brought up the breast cancer, right, that this was supposed to be a celebration for her tests coming back clean. So that really hurt her in that way. So
So she'll be sure to bring it up. Yep. But you kicked me out of Florida.
She's going to be so mad.
Well, someone else made an exit, and that was Teresa. She had had enough, and she was so emotionally drained. And I actually really liked this moment, because she had a good scene with her sister, and it was the most authentic we've seen her yet. She was not, like, all dolled up, you know, putting on a little baby voice. She was like, I'm out of here. Like, my husband is down the road. He's 10 minutes away. I'm getting the hell out. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Finally seeing some genuine feelings out of the girls. It was weird because Nicole was very calm, very calm, and just the night before it had been the opposite, where Teresa's like, oh, she's more sensitive than me, you know, and I'm the bull and whatever. And to see it flip-flopped was a little
Even Nicole strange. Said in her interview, you know, to see my sister like that. So I think Teresa's the tougher one.
Well, let's flash forward then to the yacht, which was a beautiful boat. It looked cool, but it looked kind of empty to me. There weren't many people on there.
Well, I think half the cast that was supposed to be there was missing. Reno wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a beautiful ship. And but regards with just everything going on, we saw a lot of Bobby, more than we have. And Bobby's, like, all over the place. He's drinking. He's throwing himself in the water. And then Nicole starts talking about just what a beautiful person he is. She is so lovey-dovey with him. And I think she's going to live to regret it one of these days. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she's always singing his praises. But someone who wasn't was Dina.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely an imbalance in that relationship, and then Dina pointed out that, and I think, did Jim mention this when you interviewed him, that Bobby kind of hooked up with everyone who was a possible castmate, and then it landed on Nicole, and so that's what Dina was alluding to, that he's dating her to get close to the cool kids.
Yeah. Right. It seemed like he was trying to, what did she say, he was drinking to keep up with the cool kids too, or someone mentioned the drinking. Right. He definitely had way too much to drink that day. Because doing the CPR on Joe was when it crossed the line for me. I was like, what is happening with Bobby in this episode?
This isn't, they're not literally doing this, but for all intents and purposes, they're like having a pillow fight and tickling each other. This is ridiculous.
Lord.
Meanwhile, back in New Jersey, Kathy and Jacqueline are sitting around wondering why Teresa hasn't called them.
Yet again, we revisit, why hasn't Teresa called me back in 18 months? You know what?
Just cut a clip from previous seasons and just stuck it in there. It was the same old thing.
It was the same thing.
Well, I give Kathy credit. I mean, it's the same thing every week, but she's like, give it up. Get over it, Jackie.
That's true.
Meanwhile, back to Florida. That was our session with them. Bobby got the food poisoning, and he got
drunk. That was weird. How she was trying to say he had food poisoning when everyone knew he was upstairs passed out.
It was not the Buffalo Mezzanelle. No. He had too much to drink. Their faces were hysterical. Joe's gorgeous face, and he was like, "Is she kidding?"
Well, how drunk did Nicole still look when she stumbled down the stairs for dinner? Her dress was all buttoned backwards at the top, twisted. And her collar was flipped, and her hair all greased back, and.
So one by one, all these hot messes gather around this table, which is too big for any of them.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And then a car pulls up. Was anyone as disappointed as I was that it was Reno and Teresa?
I thought Jim and Amber, I mean, they set us up.
Yeah, I thought it was Jim and Amber.
I thought it was Jim and Amber, and I was pumped for, like, round two.
How dare you throw us out?
Yeah. Because, like, I figured, like, if they booked flights, they'd still be in Florida. Exactly. So all day they'd be, like, amping up to come back, and Jim would walk in there. Oh, you threw out my wife. This is ridiculous.
He flips the table. That would have been great.
That was a big one. This would have been a big table to flip.
So disappointed. I thought it was funny how sober Melissa was. Everybody else seemed like they were in hangover state or still drunk from the yacht. Mm. excursion, and she was cool as a cucumber, looked fabulous at dinner.
Those two looked best. Those two looked best of the whole trip. Yeah.
And I don't get why everyone was so darn excited to see
Teresa and Reno. Left that morning, if you think about it.
I don't know. They were more excited than all the viewers combined. I mean, I don't think any of us gave a damn that she was back, because it resulted in nothing. And Reno basically was like showboating and like, oh, I'm going to go with a better Roomba. I'm going to go with better Roombas.
I actually love Reno.
Really?
I do.
You do?
I do. Oh, I think he's hysterical. And I think if anybody's going to take the piss out of that rumor, it'll be him. He'll just joke about it. I think if there was to be a horrible rumor about anybody, it should be Reno. He's hilarious and his.
Well, do you think he started the rumor, though, by saying that to Victoria Gotti?
I think he probably said it to Victoria as a joke, because he's so outrageous and he makes ridiculous jokes.
Yeah.
And she took it seriously. So he probably didn't realize he was joking.
She did take it seriously. She took it dead serious.
I think that's exactly what happened.
And I really don't believe the rumor. Santa would never do that.
Well, what was interesting is that his wife didn't take offense to the fact that her husband might have slept with her mother, but it was the mother was involved at all.
Right.
You know, like, it wasn't really like a threat to her marriage or her husband. It was just more like, how dare you bring up the mother?
Well,
so there you go.
Not only in Italian culture do you view your mother as a saint, the woman's name is Saint. So, it was, how dare you, my mother. I'm done. How many times, let's play a drinking game of every time they say I'm done, take a shot next week. I swear.
That's
a good one. The amount of times people said I'm done in this episode, they were all just done.
Yeah.
That's
well,
so true.
Did you notice Nicole referenced this rumor, and she said whatever VG said, she wouldn't say
the woman's name.
Yeah.
But maybe she doesn't want to end up chopped up in little pieces and buried in a golf course.
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps.
That was a good idea.
And then she said that, you know, the rumor should have been squashed between Amber and Teresa. In my opinion, it was. I mean, Teresa shouldn't have bothered to tell Dina.
Right.
Right.
It's okay, but I mean... Right. I don't think they weren't going around town telling people, you know, they weren't all going to lunch excluding this one to tell that one.
That's true. I have to say, to be fair to Amber, she said it didn't come past my lips, and it really didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't tell anyone.
Right. Yeah, no, she's in the clear.
Well, Jim couldn't wait to spill the tea. Her husband just couldn't wait.
Yes. It'll be interesting to see what goes on. Moving forward with this show, especially if Amber stays around, which I hope she does, but it's going to be interesting because I just feel like all the content is coming from Jim. Like, where do we go? Mm-hmm. You know, if they're not going to, you know, if they don't enjoy him being around, then
well, maybe
what's going to happen?
Jim really enjoys being kind of like the star of the show now. Like how Bobby said on the yacht, Jim was never like this. I thought that was very telling. I mean, whether or not it's true, I don't know.
Right.
Kind of, like you were saying, like Jim kind of claims the same thing about Bobby, that Bobby was never like that, and Bobby sold him out, and you know.
So maybe Jim feels like a star now. He's getting all this attention on Twitter, even if it's negative.
I think both of them saw cameras coming, and they both kind of just, you know, turned it on, and I think that I think that Jim likes the fact that he, I think, and maybe went during production that, like, he could control kind of his image, and so he... I just think it kind of went out of control, out of his hands at this point. But I thought that he wanted to be very involved in this project.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's my perception.
Well, I thought it was, even though he was very drunk when he said it, how he keeps bringing up, like, because they hurt Amber, that's why I'm trying to hurt them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she's my life, my love, blah, blah, blah. Like, I appreciate that about him. I love that.
I think he seems like he genuinely loves his wife. I think he, you know, for all his other qualities, he seems like he does, like, genuinely love her and puts her on a pedestal. And
they're very real. I mean, we say it week after week. Like, can't knock them for being real. They're the most real people on the show.
Yeah. Well, the people who flew under the radar all this episode, basically, well, I mean, it could be argued both ways, but even including the fights, I think Melissa and her husband Joe had, like, the best trip ever.
Right.
Because they weren't really involved in much, and all Melissa did was drink.
Right.
So I think they were good.
They just drank and looked good and enjoyed themselves.
Well, we covered our news and gossip, so let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Which one of you would like to go first with what's coming up?
You got to go first. I always go last.
Okay. I'll predict that the women all go back to the Garden State, that they decide that they should, you know, get over this and maybe take another trip to Atlantic City, perhaps, where things all go wrong again. And we're here again. And I predict that maybe they're going to tell Santa the rumor and maybe we'll get her reaction. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Ooh, good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I predict that Amber will be okay with the ladies. I think ultimately they're just going to hold everything against with Jim, but I don't think Amber is going to be okay with the rest of them, specifically Dina. But I don't see Amber really winning out over Dina. I think Dina's going to win it all. I think she's going to, like, win the fight between them, and, like, Amber will have to think, yeah, okay, I get it. Go ahead. Your predictions.
Well, we do see for next week that it looks like Dina and Teresa are in a little squabble.
Yeah.
Because Dina's like, look, all this went down in Florida without you. I think you owe the twins an apology for this whole situation because it's not true. The rumor, you know, that Victoria told you. And Teresa gets so defensive. So I think, I don't know if that'll resolve in the next episode. I hope not. I would love to see a little.
Yeah.
Squabble amongst true friends.
Right. Real quick, did we look at Manzo with children?
I saw the beginning, and I had been to Cafes in New Jersey, and it's a beautiful store, and so I was like, oh, there's Cafes. But I couldn't stay up to watch it.
Same with me. It was so late by the time I started, before I fired up the DVR to watch Housewives in New Jersey, that I watched the first probably 5 minutes of Manzo with children, and I had to turn it off. So yeah. I will have to get back to that.
Yeah. I checked it out. You know, if you enjoyed her interaction with her kids on the show, then you'll love this show because it's a lot of the same back and forth and the stories of her kids and the comic, you know, relief of the show, which Shimmy was always fluff. So I didn't necessarily enjoy it on the show, but perhaps standing on its own two legs and her own show will be great, but we'll see. So, you know, it was okay.
I love anything wedding related, so I'll watch to see Lauren get married.
That's true. Okay. And I loved Caroline. She was like the glue of the show, which is why I thought that maybe things have fallen apart on New Jersey this year.
Fern, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay and on Facebook at Fern Ronay.
And I am on, hey everybody, it's Megan. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And that'll do it for us. Thanks for checking us out and getting in with us with all this news and gossip.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.